With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. McDonald's shares were on track for their worst day since March 2020 on Wednesday, as the fast food giant scrambles to limit the damage from an E. coli outbreak linked to Quarter Pounder burgers in several states that has killed one person and sickened nearly 50 others. U.S. existing home sales dropped to a 14-year low in September, weighed down by higher mortgage rates and house prices. New York Attorney General Letitia James is investigating whether Capital One's proposed $35.3 billion takeover of Discover Financial Services violates the state law. James said a merger could have a significant impact in New York because Capital One and Discover respectively have more than $9.5 billion and $6.5 billion of credit card loans there. Walmart will now deliver prescription medicines and medication refills as a single order along with groceries and other items as soon as 30 minutes as part of its new express delivery option. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.